Oh, so good. Crazy. It's, but that's how it goes.
Right. Look, look, look. Listen, listen, listen.
76 years old, Ozzy Osbourne passed away yesterday after some complications due to Parkinson's. Obviously, English singer-songwriter, and I'd say like media, like pop culture icon. Like, you can't think of Ozzy Osbourne just not do the impression, Sharon! And he's just like kind of like in his robe and just has the, he has like the glasses on. It's like, what is going on with this guy? But you know what? He had a loving family and he was surrounded by his friends and family there towards the end. And it was actually really cool to see the clip that kept circulating around that. Like, he performed just 2 weeks ago. And obviously this battle with Parkinson's, like we've all seen it. It's unfortunate. And, you know, he had to sit down in a chair most of it because he just couldn't stand. It was just too much to do a show that long and stand up. And he was sitting down and the vocals were still there, man. At 76 years old, the vocals were still there. So rest in peace. And that's a great one. I always think of Kickoffs whenever I hear that, just that riff. Yeah. And I also think of the remix with Lil Jon. Let's go, right? Come on. So there you go.
You know, you hear from people like, you know, you gotta be, you know, super cautious. You never know. And I agree. Like, any day could be your last day. So yeah. You want to be as careful as you can. But simultaneously, you got to live life to the fullest. And if you're going to go out, you want to go out doing what you love doing.
Yeah.
And I think that when I see someone like Ozzy still performing at his age, doing what he loved, there's a genuine appreciation the older I get when I see older people just doing what they want to do because they love it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think a lot about legacy and, you know, what kind of mark you're going to leave on the world when you're all said and done. And I think there was a point in time where I think people thought that Ozzy was going to die young, sad, yeah, alone.
Dude, we were referencing the show from like the early 2000s, which was like 23 years ago. He looked like
an old man.
Yes.
Then. Yes. Yeah. So the fact that he lived as long as he did, you know, is a testament, you know, and she did save his life, his wife. And so he always admitted that in I know that they played like a character on television. I love that show, by the way, in the early
2000s. Oh, it was hilarious.
Like,
I just played.
It was great.
Yeah, Carter's nodding his head. You just think of Sharon.
It was great.
I'm nodding my head because the funniest thing I saw yesterday was Ozzy was asked, you know, who would you like to play you in a biopic? And he was like, oh, it's very clear. Denzel Washington.
I saw Flavor Flav. He also had like a nice post about him and they were just chopping it up recently, talking about their sobriety and stuff like that, because obviously that's something that Ozzy battled throughout his whole life. And same with Flavor of Love, by the way. One of the, talking about early 2000s,
Flair like, loves all time.
Reality TV.
All time.
Pour one out when he poured the champagne on the rug. It's next with this like big ass bodyguard there.
What was the girl's name? New York?
New York and Pumpkin. Yeah, Pumpkin. And then spit out her in New York. Who, just, like, backhanded
who was the Bridget Nielsen?
Oh my God.
Or is it Brigitte?
It's one of them. Right? Yeah. I just think of her as the wife from Rocky IV, Ivan Drago. That's exactly what I think of there. Also, was it Rock of Love, Bret Michaels, another one? There you go.
Oh, dude, the bandana covering the seven head.
Oh, my God. And then what was it? Tila Tequila, right? Remember Tila that one?
Well, now I think of Sean Merriman.
Oh, God. Lights out. Another lights out. Well, I thought you were going to do a transition there, Joe, from Ozzy Osbourne and legacies and you know, when to hang it up kind of a thing. I thought you were going to transition to Justin Verlander.
No, I actually wasn't thinking about
it. I actually thought, no, literally, when you were saying
going out doing what he wants to do.
But
But
in a way, kind of, right? Because so
is he going to pitch sitting in a chair because he can't get through two innings? Well, is that what you're getting at?
I mean, would it be any worse than what's going on right now? I mean, the guy looks cooked. It looks over, dude.
It's a big one for him.
This is a massive start going up against their ace in Spencer Strider today, dude. Like, if they win this game and he can get his first win taking this series after getting swept in Toronto and after the debacle two nights ago, I just think mentally for him and the team, that would be massive going forward. So this is a huge start. Huge. What are you looking for Justin today? Just, can you give me four innings? Can you give me four or five innings?
Can you give me four innings?
I know.
I'm with you. They need four innings. I mean, like you're laughing, but we all know it's true.
It's true.
I mean, having Hayden Birdsong essentially go, no innings, and you had to eat all of those innings with multiple dudes, like, you're up against it. You desperately need Verlander to get you into the fifth inning.
Yes, desperately. And again, you're going up against their ace in Spencer Strider. And if it feels like if you could just get to him early, that bullpen is just a mess in Atlanta. The entire pitching staff is just a mess in Atlanta with the heat and everything. The ball could be traveling. I just don't want it to be the opposite of what we were seeing, you know, yesterday with Landon Roop, who was in control, but the heat was also a factor for him yesterday. And Justin Verlander might be a factor early on in this game. He's older. Stay hydrated.
Has Landon Roop been this year's Elliot Ramos, where he kind of came out of nowhere and... we knew who Elliot Ramos was. I had no idea who Landon Roop was a couple years ago.
Right.
You know, this is a guy who's only been on my radar for like a year, year and a half.
Yeah.
But in terms of his impact on winning for this year, is he similar in the sense of like, wow, where would they be without this guy?
In a way, he has kind of been the most valuable Giant, like, because they've needed his consistency. He's had some rocky starts here and there, but I think you can make the argument he has been the most valuable San Francisco Giant in this perspective. You knew what you're getting from Logan Webb. He is an ace. He's been in Cy Young, you know, top two, top three voting year in and year out. He's an innings eater. He's a gamer. He's a big-time pitcher. One of the best in baseball. Robbie Ray, former Cy Young winner. Yeah, coming off Tommy John, a year removed from that. Obviously, we're gonna, like, there were some question marks, but I think overall we were expected to have a really solid guy that can get a lot of wins in Robbie Ray. After that, it was a hope and a prayer, Joe. 42-year-old Justin Verlander, you didn't know where he was at. You liked the name. I think we all liked the name, but we didn't know what we were getting with Justin at this point. And it's been a little disappointing. Actually, it's been really disappointing, I think, for a lot of fans. Kyle Harrison, hated Birdsong? Yeah, we'll see. And then Jordan Hicks, obviously, was a part of this conversation. We all knew. Jordan Hicks isn't a starter. He's just not. The wear and tear, the guy's looking like he's sweating profusely before the game even starts. Like, it wasn't working with Jordan Hicks. And then you had this guy, Landon Roop. Who? He was an X factor. He was a wild card. No one knew about him. You said it. You knew him because you followed the minor league system and you're a diehard.
Yeah, but vaguely.
But vaguely. He's not a sexy name. Landon Roop, this guy from North Carolina, he's got this, you know, this accent like he's like Madison Bumgarner. Huh? And lo and behold, kept his head down and he's been captain consistency for the staff that's desperately needed it. And we all keep waiting for the wheels to fall off, Joe. Like, I'm still waiting for this to happen. And it's not. And you know what? Maybe I should stop waiting for that to happen. And this is who Landon Roop is going forward. I hope that's the case because he's been a baller.
Yeah, he's been absolutely incredible for this team right now. And I think we just have to ride as we go crazy train. We have to just ride the train as long as this thing can take us. And I don't think anyone knows. I don't even know if he knows. You know, we talk about innings limits and reaching specific spots in your career that's kind of uncharted in terms of how deep into the season that you pitch. I think he's just got to kind of feel it out.
So the Giants are 5-1 in his last six starts. They're doing a pitch limit, right? 86 yesterday. The heat was a factor. They're trying, which I actually appreciate in this, they're trying to do right by him, the player, too.
Yeah, he throws a lot of breaking balls, though, and I just wonder how much, you know, some guys have elbows where they can throw a lot of breaking balls. Other guys, hey, it's a lot of tension on it. I don't know. I don't know where he's at with that, but he throws a lot of breaking balls.
1.15 ERA over his last six starts, 31 in the third innings pitched over that time, 32 strikeouts, 13 walks for Landon Roop.
He's
been a baller.
Amazing.
Look, I just said you the stats. He's been one of the best starters in baseball the last six starts, last over a month. Hell, go last 15 games, Joe. I got it right here. 5-5 win-loss record, 2.62 ERA, right? 75.2 innings pitched, right? Like, it's been incredible. You look at 64 strikeouts to 30 walks. All right, could be a little bit better. His whip, though, 1.40. That's the last 15 games. That's the last couple months for Landon Roop. I want to be careful here because we saw flashes with other guys, too, in the past. But this feels like a lot longer of a sample size and a lot larger of a sample size when it comes to Landon Roop than, let's say, a Hayden Birdsong, a Kyle Harrison. Like, this is from basically start to finish from this season. He's been consistent as hell. And if he can keep it going, great. And they're going to need him to keep it going. If they want to get to where they want to go, which is a wild card spot, he's going to have to keep doing it because I can't count on, you know, these other guys that they're calling up, like that are, quite frankly, not household names. I can't count on a 42-year-old Justin Verlander to all of a sudden turn into 32-year-old Justin Verlander. That's not happening. Hayden Birdsong, he might not even come back up to the big leagues. So it's Ray, it's Webb, it's Roop going forward. They have to be consistent. Have to be.
You know, it's always tough to kind of project how someone's arm is going to, you know, last throughout the year, right? And a lot of these guys that played college, he played college ball. Mm-hmm. I think...
Wilmington.
What?
UNC Wilmington.
Wilmington, there you go. I was going to say Charlotte. But usually, like, even the really, really, really good guys, like, they top out at, like, 120 innings, give or take. Now, they will stop and then play some sort of summer, fall ball. Maybe they'll play in a Cape Cod league, right? And they'll get more innings and stuff, but they get kind of a break,
right?
They get like a couple of week break, and depending on how deep their team goes in the college baseball playoffs, that doesn't mean they're not throwing on the side, but it's different than I'm making my MLB every 5-day start, right? There's just a different level of stress that goes on the arm. So, when you look at his minor league stuff, I think it's like 110, 115 is usually where these guys will top out at. Right. He's in uncharted territory. Yes. And I think you're just going to have to go one start at a time. There might be a time, though, Joe, come mid-August, where they, hey, we're going to have to maybe not skip a start, but go every 6 days or every 7 days. And that's where I look at the staff as a whole and I go, well, who else is even able to give them spot starts?
Well, that's why I was just a little confused by when they came out of the All-Star break and they went Verlander. Like,
I think it was to give guys like Roop a break, though.
I know, and I hear you when you're saying that, but at the same time, like,
To space it out,
but also, like, I'm in a spot here where I kind of need to maximize the starts.
Know.
Like, that's the thing. I can't have that luxury of being able to space him out. Maybe if I have a Philadelphia Phillies pitching staff, you know, maybe if I have one of the best staffs in baseball, I can afford to do that, but I have three guys I could trust right now, my starters. Anyone else? I can.
Well, that's where I wonder, Carson Seymour, is that the name? Yes. I think it's his first name. I wonder if Seymour or Gage gets a look as a starter. Lucchese gets a look. Maybe it's not even like start the whole, you know, we expect you to go six, but like, can you give us three? Like, can they employ the opener? Is Tristan Beck a guy that gets a spot start here moving forward?
He's looked good as of like Tristan Beck.
He has. Yeah. No, it's different. Coming out of the pen,
Correct. Low
expectations versus starting a game. I don't know. I wonder what their strategy is going to be in the month of August. 'Cause